All right, folks, welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your daily dose of inspiration to get you fired up and ready to tackle anything. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to inject a little bit of that good stuff into your day. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super crucial, especially in this fast-paced world we live in, setting boundaries for a rocky mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like your to-do list is a mile long and everyone else has their hands on the steering wheel of your life? Yeah, me too. We all crave connection, but when we overextend ourselves, that connection can turn into pressure, overwhelm, and honestly, a whole lot of stress. That's where boundaries come in. They're not about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about creating a healthy space for yourself to thrive. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy is a precious resource, a limited edition kind of thing. Boundaries are the fences you build around that resource, protecting it from depletion and ensuring you have enough fuel to keep going, to show up as your best self. So, how do we go about building these super important boundaries? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways, because sometimes knowing is half the battle, right? Number 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely need to be protected in your life? This could be anything from dedicated time for self-care and relaxation to clear communication around your work hours or personal space. Figure out what truly matters to you and make a conscious decision to prioritize those things. Number 2. Learn to say no without guilt. This is a big one, folks. Saying no doesn't mean you're being rude or letting people down. It means you're respecting your own time, energy, and well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, when someone asks for something that clashes with your priorities, politely decline and offer an alternative if possible. Number 3. Set clear expectations. When you communicate your boundaries to others, make sure you're crystal clear about what they are and why they're important to you. Don't beat around the bush, be direct and honest. This helps prevent misunderstandings down the road and ensures everyone is on the same page. Number 4. Don't be afraid to reassess and adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries might need to evolve too. Regularly check in with yourself and see if your current boundaries are still serving you well. Don't hesitate to make adjustments as needed. Remember, boundaries are not set in stone, they are a fluid process that requires ongoing attention and care. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's important because setting boundaries can sometimes be tough, especially if you're used to putting others first. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Celebrate your successes, learn from any setbacks, and remember that it's okay to make mistakes. You're doing your best, and that's what matters most. Let me give you a quick real-world example. Imagine you're super passionate about your work, but you have a tendency to take on too much. You start working late hours, neglecting your personal life, and feeling burnt out. That's a classic sign that it's time to set some boundaries. Maybe you decide to establish a strict no work after 6 p.m. rule, dedicate one evening a week for self-care activities like taking a bath or reading a book, and learn to say no to extra projects when your plate is already full. By setting these boundaries, you're prioritizing your well-being and creating space for a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you set those boundaries and rock your mental health game. Remember, boundaries are not about being selfish or putting yourself first. They are about creating a healthy and sustainable way of living that allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries that you've set for yourself lately? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #motivationsparkboundaries. And if this episode has resonated with you, be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a review. It helps us spread the spark even further. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.